You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients webinar series. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here in the collective consciousness, in the energy of this series. I'm your host, Ian Shirley, and thank you. The Wisdom of the Ancients series is about ancient wisdom, about what was once known, what was once remembered and maybe forgotten now, ancient practices, knowledge and wisdom, not just from our own planet, but from all realms, all worlds, all galaxies and dimensions. Ancient also means remembering our own core, our own true self, our very nature, the greatest version of ourselves that we can be, our higher selves. And the theme for this series is vessels of love, light, and service. So let's all open up and be open to whatever messages the divine wants us to hear so that we can raise our own consciousness, the consciousness of all. And let's all set the intention to receive the information being presented to live a more mindful, connected, and aware life with ourselves, the earth, our fellow humans, and all beings. And we call in the ancient ones to support us today, to open our hearts. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Marina Rose wants to live in a world where connecting with your soul's messages, guides, and from your heart is commonplace and being taught as one of the foundations of our education. A sought-after international soul alchemist using tools such as scientific hand analysis, intuition, deep understanding, and her heart's intelligence, Marina brings her clients from pain and struggle to fully living their soul purpose. Her specialty is working with powerful women in transition, helping them every step of the way through her abilities of deep subconscious pattern recognition of what is really running the show. She has successfully produced and hosted her own educational telesummit on freedom from addictive behaviors, created an interactive online program, 21 Steps to Soul Recovery. She has co-created her Soul Bird CD with guitar monk Matthew Dixon, who is Dr. Joe Vitale's music partner, as well as a facilitator of transformational soul retreats to Belize and Bimini. Her latest happening has been a UFO encounter where she felt she had come home. Since then, she has been receiving direct guidance from her guides and been downloaded a special coded healing process that she has just completed bringing to life. She has been guided to offer this from her heart without conditions to those whom it resonates with, as this is just one of the tools we can use to help our transition as we raise our collective consciousness and move into the higher octaves. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, welcome, Marina. It's wonderful to have you on the show today.
Hi, Ian. Hi, everyone. Very excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Good, good. And you know I'm going to be asking you about your UFO encounter in just a little while. I think there's going to be people who are interested in that and to find out what sort of messages you received. And then, you know, the guidance that you received after that. So I'm going to ask you that in just a couple of minutes. But let me start by sharing with everyone what we're going to be talking about today. So Marina's going to be talking about unleash the blueprint of your soul through your hands. So during this call, you'll discover if you are living from an intention of love or fear and the red flags to look for to put you back on your path. You'll discover how you can begin to heal your ancestors that have passed and those that are still living. You'll discover that knowing your challenges and life lessons are the key to living your life purpose and that the lines in your palm change throughout your life based on what is going on. So great show we have lined up for you today. If you'd like to ask Marina a question, so looking at your hands, maybe there's marks on your hands or there's lines on your hands that you're curious about, or when you look at your hand, something comes to mind, maybe, that you'd like to ask Marina. So *2 to raise your hand or put your question in the question box. And we'll get to as many as we can during the show. And then Marina has a diamond healing code meditation lined up for all of us. And that will be towards the end of the show, as you know. So stay for that part, the diamond healing code. And that's going to be a beautiful activation that Marina's going to take us through. So, Marina, I have introduced you. Let's have you, in your own words, tell us a little bit more about yourself so people can get to know you. And then maybe as a part two of that, maybe you can also tell us about your UFO encounter, because I think people are interested to learn how that maybe shifted you.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. And yeah, the UFO encounter definitely shifted me, and we'll talk about that after. That was about 2.5 years ago now. all for amazing, beautiful ways. But I guess to give you guys a little bit of background for those that are just now being introduced to me, to tell you where, I guess I'll start with where my spiritual journey began. And that was when my mother passed away in 2007. You know, when you have that really traumatic experience. And for me, that was very traumatic. And it was a gift. Let's put it this way, now that I'm the Eagle Observer, right? Now that I've been through that, I'm able to look at it from a very different perspective. At the time, it was very painful, but I see it now as my mom actually, you know, her and I having this agreement, soul agreement, that of her passing was going to be the ignition of my spiritual journey. Because I know if she was still here, I would be a very different person. So that's the blessing, you know, in that the losing of my best friend and my mom. Really amazing, amazing gift came through that. And now, you know, it's fascinating, Ian, because, you know, some people, when they're here in the physical form, they're not feeling comfortable. You know, they're not able to maybe love you completely, fully, and they do their very best, right? We all do what we can do. But sometimes they're much more helpful when they're not in their physical form. So that's my situation with my mom. So now my mom is very much a guider and a helper to me beyond measure in the other form. So it's awesome to be able to have that and to have that realization that, you know, just because they're not here physically does not necessarily mean that they're not able to help you. And for my mom, she's able to help me better. So amazing experience. To make long story short, it was literally one of those, my friend gave me the book, The Secret, you know, back in 2007, because I think she was sick of hearing me complain about how miserable I was, you know. And she's like, okay, lady, like, you know. And so it was one of those, I just read the book in a day, and it really hit me hard. I had that awakening of, oh, you mean I have a choice in how I respond to what's happening to me? Because up until that point, I lived my life very reactive, very, it's happening to me. The world is happening to me. Why is this? I don't have control. I don't have power over that. And it literally was like an activation shift after reading that book, and it changed my life. And after that, I couldn't get enough of, you know, reading Abraham Hicks, you know, all Bob Proctor, all, you know, all of those guys back then, and listening to all kinds of telesummits. And I started my journey, and it was very, very quick for me, very deep and very fast. And I also had to also tap into another piece of my life. I quit drinking 15 years ago. So this is another aspect to me that always kind of feeling like there was a heaviness of a mission that I had, you know, that I came here to serve, but wanted to be in the void about it because it felt bigger than me. So I quit drinking 15 years ago, which was prior, just before my mother passed. And again, this is another aspect of the story is, you know, I have a lot of willpower. So I was able to physically stop doing what I was doing to hurt myself physically. But I had realized when my mom passed that there was another, you know, layer of the onion peel, right? Everything has that next layer. I hadn't hit the emotional layer of why I was doing it. So when my mom passed, I had to go deeper. And so then I healed the emotional aspect of it. And that was also life-changing. And this is when I did my telesummit for Freedom from Addictive Behaviors, which I had your lovely Crystal on, which I followed her for a long time. She was a big help to me back then, actually, Ian. She's an amazingly gifted woman. So please tell her hello and thank you. Yes. So that's my quick part of the story to get me here. And in this telesummit that I produced 5 or 6 years ago, that's when I was exposed to the modality that I use now currently in my work is scientific hand analysis. And I had her do just a quickie 10 or 15 minute reading for me so I could kind of dive deeper into the interview. and really feel like what it was. And I was blown away. I was absolutely blown away by the 10-minute information that she gave me. And what she looked at was my fingerprints. So the information in your fingerprints is actually is here for the whole time you're here on Earth. And there were pieces of that that she tapped into that, you know, when you have that knowingness, like, you know, you're here for something. There's like, you don't know why. You've known it since you were a little girl or a little boy. And you're like, this doesn't make sense. No one's ever told me that I should be doing this, but I really feel it so strongly. So those were aspects that came through during the reading with her, and complete confirmation and clarity for me. And I just knew immediately that I resonated with the modality itself, because to me it's such a powerful impression, right? It's something that our soul literally imprinted within us. It's a guiding post if we know how to decode the messages that are there. And it's to me, it's just kind of bridging that gap between the etheric, the higher self, and the physical body, the map. So that's how I started getting into this work and on this path. And I honestly have to say I am so honored to do the work that I do, and how it's opened up my heart is amazingly incredible. I feel blessed every day, Ian. So that's my short story of my life, of how I got here. There's lots more, but I'm trying to keep it short for you.
Yeah, it's 11:11 Pacific time, so it's a good time to end that.
And then I guess I was reading it right.
Yeah, exactly. So the portal is
for the
encounter story.
Oh, okay. All right, perfect. So, well, and of course this goes beautifully into the encounter story. So, let's see. At this point in my life, so the encounter happened to me back on April 9th, 2016. And yes, I remember the date because it was so life-changing for me. And I also want to mention that I'm not a person that I've always been interested, obviously, since I was young, on palmistry, you know, the work that I do now, and intuition and, you know, going to readers and that kind of thing. But the extraterrestrial aspect, the galactic aspect, the UFO aspect, I never could wrap my mind around. I just, you know, people would talk about it and I'd say, I don't know, you know? And that's how I felt up until this night that I had this situation happen. So it was just one of those days that I was feeling really, really high frequency, in my highest joy. Life was really flowing. And at this point, I was really starting to feel very connected with my guidance. And I went into my meditation. I do a nightly meditation before I go to bed, and I went into it and I asked specifically to my guides that to show me something, whether in my meditation or in my sleep state, in my dream state, that the next morning when I would wake up, I would have my perception of reality shifted and that I couldn't deny. And I was really, really ready for this. And I know it's like, it sounds so corny, right? It's like, oh yeah, you asked for it and you got it. And I really did. I guess I just was reading the energy, right? And maybe knew what was about to happen. And so it's kind of two parts to this. So a piece of this is a very, I guess you could call it like an astral meditation. So I immediately went into the meditation and a being came to me. And I knew immediately this was a much beyond meditation that I normally typically do, because this felt very visceral. And this being was in a live consciousness, like a blue auric, like kind of like electricity, little mini ship, little mini bubble, I would describe. And she actually had this bouffant 50s hairstyle, long, was kind of curled up on the bottom, but it was like a skunk. She had like a white stripe and black, literally like skunk hair. And then she had the one part that looked, you know, normal extraterrestrial, like were they almond shape, you know, big, very deep black eyes. And she had a very simple complexion. She was very petite, and had it was like a black cat suit on, like a leather cat suit from neck all the way to her feet. But there was this presence, and immediately when she came to me, the telepathic communication was automatic. She was communicating to me, I was communicating to her, and it came very natural. And I knew I could feel her presence. She was very, very heart-centered. Like, the love that I felt was immense. And but also her humble feminine power. It was really an amazing feeling to be around and feel that. And she immediately said that I needed to go with her for a ride in her ship. And I, you know, again, this is all telepathic. And I'm responding, yeah. I know, because I knew, my soul knew. This. It's like this was, I had already signed up for this, let's say. This is how it was feeling.
Yeah.
So I get in her little ship, and it's like she's on like a jet ski, right? So that's how it feels. Like, I get behind her, and I put my arms around her waist, and then we immediately go through the wall, you know, the roof in my house, and we're out into the galaxy, and I can tell that we're going, you know, astronomically fast. But I feel very safe, and I can feel, you know, that there's air in this little live consciousness ship. Like, my hair is, like you're in the car with the vent on, you know, you feel you're all fine, and you feel the air blowing. And, the next thing I know, we arrive at what they call the mothership. And it looks very similar to the little mini ship that she's in, only bigger and a little bit different designed. So as I enter the ship, it's really interesting because, and this is where my mother's aspect comes into this, I was being told the whole time that I was on the ship that my mother's essence was there. It was kind of like this background telepathic message, constantly like a broken record. Your mother's essence is here. Your mother's essence is here. And this whole time, I'm kind of going in and out of being there in my physical body, and then being the observer, back and forth. I'm in and out the whole time. And as I enter the ship, I can see things. I can see, and it's hard to explain into words part of what I can see. The part that I can explain is the ocean area that I'll get to in a second. But when I first walk on, it's like this control center, you know, and I know it sounds so corny, right? Like Star Trek, but that's what it looks like. But it's very simple, very simple. But then I also, there's no beings. I don't see any other beings. But it doesn't necessarily mean that there weren't any there. I believe that they were there, but I don't believe that either they wanted me to see them, or that this was a frequency piece, that I couldn't see them because they were resonating at a different frequency. So the part that I very much remember is seeing this beautiful mini beach ocean. And, of course, I'm going, well, this makes no sense. I'm on a ship in the middle of the galaxy. How is this possible that there's an ocean here? But there was. So I walk over, and it's beautiful, and I'm, again, the whole time I'm in this process, and this is my meditation, mind you. I'll get to the physical part after the connection of the undeniability, but I'm being told telepathically that this is their, this is a very special place for them. This is where they get their life force energy. The sun is out. It's shining, and they're telling me all of these pieces of this information about, you know, it's like their food, you know, like we eat food here on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Their food is the sun. It's the crystalline water of the ocean. And then they had these, right next to where the water was, they had these beautiful ergonomic lounge chairs that would just encapsulate your body, each person's body, specific to what their needs were. But they were also, they were made out of live plants and nutrients, herbs, like everything specific. It was like you would sit down in it and everything would come up exactly for what your body needed in that moment. It would know. It was organic. So I decide I'm going to take a load off and sit down while I'm there. So I sit down. And the next thing I know, I'm dangling my feet in the water right where I'm at, and these dolphins come up out of the water. Of course, I'm going, really? Now there's dolphins on this ship? Like, this is crazy. And but there were, and they immediately are talking to me, and they are just, like, jumping out of the water. They're ecstatic, just ecstatic that I'm there. They're like, we have been waiting for you for a long, long time, and we're so excited that you're here. You're finally ready for your mission. And they started kind of like grabbing my ankle, like nipping, not painful, but nipping, and kind of like almost pulling me into the ocean and saying, come on, it's, you know, time's wasting. We got to go. Are you ready? You're ready. Uh-huh. Let's go. And I'm like, okay, what am I ready for? And then the next thing I know, I'm back in my house, and I look out my window. I have the curtains weren't completely shut, so there was a little sliver that I could see outside, and there's a star in the sky, and it's bouncing around. Very unusual. So I get up to see what this is, and when I get up, I look at my clock, and when I went to the meditation, it was 11 p.m. It's now 1 a.m., and it felt like it was 10 minutes. So I'm like, well, that was interesting. I go to my window, I open the curtain. Lo and behold, the mothership is literally in my backyard over this development behind me above the trees. And it's sitting there standstill in the sky for 3 or 4 seconds, not moving. And then all of a sudden it starts zipping right, left, right, left, right, left about 6 or 7 times, and then it disappears in the thin air. So at this point now I'm, you know, standing there in front of my window with my mouth to the floor for about 2 hours going, okay, my life just drastically changed because I can't really, you know, I don't even know what to do with this right now. I knew I needed to talk about it. I knew it was something that I wasn't going to, it was a very meaningful, purposeful experience for me to talk about. So I go to bed. Of course, I don't sleep at all. I wake up the next morning. And the other aspect to this is I have, up until that point, I had been dealing with a hip issue for about a year and a half that I was kind of ignoring, you know, like, oh, this is going to go away. I didn't really want to go to the doctor. I'm like, it'll heal. I can figure this out. And it was getting worse and worse. And when I woke up the next morning, my pain was completely gone. And I was kind of in denial for that for the first couple of months. I actually didn't talk about it because I'm like, that's too far. I can't grasp my head around that one yet. And then a couple months went by, and my pain never came back. And it was painful, like 24 hours a day, I could feel it. And since then, it's been over 2.5 years now, and I'm still pain-free with my hip.
Incredible. Incredible. Wow.
So that's my, I know it's kind of long, but there's so many more aspects to this. This is where, so what ended up happening from this is where the Diamond Healing Code was given to me, and they have basically, my galactic family, I will call them, have been really opening up my heart. The compassion that I have been able to feel for the world and for the universe and for others, for myself, you know, that's where it all starts, right, has been deeper than I could have ever imagined, and that has been from this experience and what they've been doing for me since that time 2.5 years ago.
Mm. Wow, beautiful. And then by extension, you know, your vibration that you're sharing with everyone else, everyone on the call today, your entire lifetime, you know, since that experience has just really been more of an offering because of that experience. So thank you so much. You know, thanks for being open to that. And of course, this was in, probably you were contracted to have this experience, but we're grateful that that you've had that experience because you have been impacting people's lives ever since then.
Yeah.
You know, so of course, one of them, one of the ways has been through the Diamond Healing Code. And we'll talk a little bit about that a little bit later on. But, you know, you've had this profound, profound experience that is absolutely life-changing. And if anyone had an experience like that, I would imagine they'd be like, whoa, I mean, my life has just expanded to the nth degree. I mean, my perceptions, my paradigms, you know, my energetic DNA, everything's shifted completely. And it's almost like you had the world open up to you and you had these healing codes downloaded to you. And yet, and I don't say this to minimize, but and yet, it's actually to bring it up, really, you continue to work through the power of the hand and helping people with their life purpose and giving readings. And so talk to us around the power of what you do through the hand readings and the hand analysis and helping people find their purpose in life. Talk to us through that part.
Sure, yeah. And you know what's so beautiful about what this experience did for me in my journey of the work that I do. I've been recognizing in the last year as it's allowed me to kind of become that bridge in between that third dimensional physicality space to that fifth dimensional space, because they've connected me so higher into the fifth dimensional energies throughout my body. Literally, because that's what they've been doing, is upgrading my frequency physically. It's like this beautiful bridge when I'm able to work with people through the hands, because that's our physical, right? That's our third dimensional body. But then there's an activator that happens that allows that process to be very, it's like a, trying to explain it again in words. It's an activator. The work that I do, it's very activating, and opens you up to that, those fifth dimensional energies that maybe prior to working before, you weren't able to see them or feel them or even have access to them. Something shifts. So yes, I read the hands. I dive into literally the messages that your soul imprinted on you. So when you're in your mommy's tummy, you know, that's when they are imprinted. Your fingerprints are literally created by vibration against the uterine wall in your mother's tummy, 12 to 16 weeks in utero. So it's an amazing gift that your soul gave to you for sort of like railroad tracks to see, hey, this is why you came here. This time you wanted to really learn what it was like to feel not loved or to really be challenged and not value yourself. So when you come with that lesson, you know, guess what, you choose the family that you're born into, people that don't appreciate you, people that show you that you're not valuable, because you came here to be able to learn through that experience of that, to be able to really embody that true value that you are of source and you are love and you are valuable. So learning the different real specifics of why you came here. And of course, we're all going to connect with, even if it's not your challenge about valuing yourself, you're still going to connect with that conversation. But if it's your challenge that you chose, you're going to, when I bring it up, if we're working together, you're going to really feel it. And you're going to go, oh yeah, ding, 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 ding. And all of these pieces of the puzzle are going to show up to you, different stories from your past. And it's sort of like a, it's also like timeline therapy, I guess I could describe it as, because it's that recognition, right? And sometimes just within that recognition, we shift our timeline.
Yeah, right. I mean,
it's,
whenever
sometimes
there's a new
sometimes it's so simple, it's, right, Ian?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, when there's new possibility and probability lines, and yeah, absolutely, you can change your past.
I remember
years ago, I said, well, we can't change your past, but you can change your future. And Crystal, who you referenced earlier on, she said, well, actually,
yeah.
You can change
right.
your past. Like,
you,
oh,
I
man.
Know.
Ta-da.
And then that's where it gets really complicated, right? Because it's like there really
yeah.
is no past or future. We're all, it's all parallel realities, which is kind of cool because you have so much power in this moment. And it's, I think it's so hard for us as humans to encapsulate that power that we actually have. And I think some of us, it's easier to not allow us to acknowledge that power because within that power becomes great responsibility sometimes, right?
Yeah, yeah. So let's bring
so
let's
such
bring
a
this...
fine line.
It is, it is. Yeah. So let's bring this to bring this down to something that I think the listeners can, you know, not get their minds around, but can really understand what we're talking about here. We're talking about your soul's messages imprinted on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do soul readings or soul purpose readings,
yeah.
what are some of the things that you're able to see and then share with, you know, the person who you're doing the reading on? And
mm-hmm.
and then what would they do with that information?
Sure. Yeah. So I tend to go right where the fear blocks are, you know. So for example, the package that we're talking about that I'm offering for you guys on the call, it's what I would do in the time that we have is try to focus on what I see is the biggest crux that's holding you back. Because that is the PowerPoint of what's going to allow you to even organically be in that purpose that you chose to be here. Your purpose is going to be there. And it's, you may already be living it, but there could be something, and I'll be able to see that in the palm of your hand. So in the palm of your hand, the lines that are in the palm of your hand are actually connected to the neural pathways in your brain. They mimic them. So what happens is, right now in this moment, when you're looking at your hand, that is showing you exactly what your emotional system, how it's running. If there's a blockage there, say on your heart line, on your head line, which is where your thought process, that's connected to your brain functioning, that is telling us what is going on in your thought process. Are you thinking clearly? Do you think slowly? Do you tell stories very long? And it's like, the other aspects of the hands when you go into learning about yourself through this information that I can help you decode is it also helps you have compassion for others, Ian, and of course yourself. But you start learning, oh, other people think a different way, and you can even see it because you can see your line maybe being really short in your headline, and you're a really quick thinker. So when I tell a story, I'm going to tell it in 2 minutes, but then the person has a really long headline with maybe curving and creativity, they're going to maybe take like 20 minutes. And so you start to have an understanding and more compassion towards how everyone else functions very differently than you. And the cool part about the information that's in the palm of your hand is this is where I see a lot of the fear blocks. This is where your subconscious is. So a lot of people, when I bring up what I see there, you may recognize it when we start talking about it, but consciously you may not have seen some of those aspects until we start verbalizing it. But they can change. So say, you know, we look at your hands, we print them, and that's why I love printing the hands, because then I can look back 2 or 3 years. And that's what I've been doing now, which is awesome. I'm getting a lot of my clients coming back and saying, okay, I want to see what's going on because I know a lot of stuff has changed for me. It's amazing what you see shift in the lines in the hands. And it always correlates with the transformation that that person has had, that introspection, that deeper journey that they've gone on. They may have a gift marking disappear. So there's gift markings in the hand. Not everybody has gift markings, but when they do have gift markings, it's really awesome to know that you have a gift marking because it's like a gift, right? When you have a gift, if you're not giving the gift away, then the energy exchange gets sort of blocked. It's like
okay, stop right
you're
there.
Holding on to that gift. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, let's explore this a little bit more because this is completely new information.
Okay.
Gift marketing. So if I have a gift that is my divine assignment, that I was given this gift and I've been sitting under a bushel, I'll just use that, you know, I'm sitting under a bushel and I'm sitting in the corner and I am, and I'm not taking my gift to the world, but I have this gift. I'm not developing it. I kind of get a sense of what this gift is. Maybe it's, you know, based on some sort of intuition I have. So that gift might be taken away or disappeared. Can you shed some light on that?
Yes, of course. Absolutely.
Thank you.
It is a very important subject. So I'm glad that you're asking me to go deeper on it because sometimes I go off in different little spigots. So, yes, the gift markings that you have, if you have any, are there for a very specific reason. And like Ian said, you may have some sort of inkling, right, that you have this. But then again, okay, you may be one of those people like me that has the challenge in your fingerprints of not valuing yourself enough to share that gift. So here you are. You don't really realize that you came in with this challenge to turn the not valuing yourself piece into becoming that mentor and that teacher from that humble place of life experience of having people not value you. But you have this gift that has to be shared because by you not sharing that gift, it's like that energy exchange. So when you're not sharing that gift, then the flow of the universe doesn't unfold as easily as it would if you were sharing the gift. Because when you share your gift, you open your heart up to receive other people's gifts that they're sharing with you. When we don't share the gift, it's like, I literally picture it. I'm a very visual person. So I picture it like I'm walking around with this beautiful box and it's wrapped with this gorgeous ribbon. But I'm holding on to it because you know what? I'm worried about maybe giving it away. Maybe I don't think it's going to be appreciated enough. Whatever my challenges are, right, that are going on in my monkey mind. Or I don't think I'm worthy enough to give it to anybody. Who's going to care? You know, I might not make a difference. You know, the whole monkey mind stuff that goes on, which we need to shut down and start coming from our heart. That's the key. So you're going around holding on to this gift. Nobody's benefiting. And you're not benefiting because the gift doesn't help you to hold on to.
Right.
It's like somebody that, you know, has a bunch of money and they hold on to it. And they're like, you know, they could be, you know, sprinkling it around and sharing it and enjoying their life. You know, I know a lot of people that have a lot of money and they actually don't even enjoy their life because they're like, but what if I lose it? Right.
Oh, stop, because that's exactly what I was going to say. When you went, it's like, I was going, it's like, did you hear me saying, it's like, I was going to say the exact same thing. I was going to say the exact same thing. I mean, I kid you not. I mean, wow, okay. So here we got the synchronicity. So
yes, there we go. Now we're rolling, right, Ian?
Yeah, now we're rolling. So it's like hoarding. So you can see what someone's gift is. So if someone came to you, you can not only see their gift, which really is related to their purpose work too, because people are saying, well, what's my purpose work? What's my purpose work? I want to know what my purpose work is in this lifetime. So the gift often is the purpose work.
Right.
So you can tell what the gift is, and then you can help people remove the blocks to sharing that gift. So the unworthiness, you can help them remove those blocks so that when they share that gift, that actually develops that gift even further and allows other gifts to come down. Because so often people say, oh, I wish I had more clairvoyance or I wish I was more intuitive. But the fact of the matter is you might not be utilizing it like a muscle and it's withering away and it might in fact go away entirely. But if they see you, you can say, okay, let's take a look at this. We can identify what the gift is. We can see what's blocking it. And then we can have you really get to a place where you can share that gift so that you can develop it and more gifts will come in.
Yep. You just hit it right on the head because that is exactly what happens. So what I see with my clients when they are, I call it like I see them, you know, opening up their flower, you know. I talk about it like, you know, when you have the flower completely opened up, I look at the core, the bud of that flower. It's like your core identity. And then you have the birds and the bees come and pollinate, right? That's you sharing your gift. That's you sharing that activator that you're here to share with the world. So when you start doing that, a couple of years later, you take a peek at the hands. And, you know, I mean, there's so many different modalities that you can tap into to see this, but it's so cool to be able to see it in the physical, you know, through the hand. I mean, you literally see gift markings come and go. It's awesome. And you may see that that gift marking that they had maybe 3 years ago, it's now dissipated because they finally started to understand that they had it and they started sharing it. So they may not necessarily need to share it anymore because they don't need to recognize it anymore. So what happens a lot of times is the markings show up on our hands because it's trying to knock us on the head, right, Ian? It's like, hey, you came here for this, but you're not doing it. We want to show you that you're missing that boat. So the marking shows up on the hand to tell us, start tapping into this. You have what it takes to do that. And so you may still be sharing the gift 3 years later, but the gift markings dissipated and other gifts have appeared because of what you just said. You've now shifted your vibration. You're tapping into that really beautiful soul that you are within the source within you and allowing yourself to be bigger, to be that gift, tapping into that love that you are here. And then it allows the other pieces of the puzzle to come in. Just like you said, you know, oh, I wish that I was more intuitive. You know, like you just said, I hear all these things so many times. People wish that they had certain things. And we all have these pieces within us, right? But we have to start with the actual pieces of the puzzle that we came here first in our mission, because those are priority. And once we can open those up, it's like the world is our oyster, right? The universe just starts. I can't even express to you the synchronicities that start happening when you can really dive deep into this stuff. The carpet just pulls out every time you open the door. And the impact, to me, the impact, what drives me, my driving force in all of this, is the impact by doing your deeper work, by going into your hard stuff and why you're here. The impact that you make on other people and other souls is priceless. I have so many of my clients deal with the valuing piece, the worthiness. You know, I deal with a lot of women that are, you know, in their 50s and 60s. And, you know, a lot of women, whether they have that as a challenge or not, it's something that we work on a lot, you know. And it's so beneficial when I can kind of like shift the conversation about almost like, don't do this for yourself. Because it's hard sometimes, Ian, for us to do things for ourselves, right?
Sure.
Because we don't value ourselves enough. Mm-hmm. And what helped me get where I am at, you know, quitting drinking, doing all these things, valuing myself more, was seeing throughout my journey that every time I did something for myself, someone else had an incredible impact on their life because of the work I did for me. So it took away that piece of it's not just about us. It's not just about when we take care of us. When we take care of us, we take care of the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. Well, let's do this. I usually take live callers first, but let's do the web first, and then we'll do some live callers, and we'll...
Sure.
Do some service that way. So we'll go to the web first. And this is Kerry. So Kerry is in New York. So firstly, she thanks you for this beautiful call. She says, I'm so curious, like everyone else, as to what my soul's purpose is. I think I struggle with making a living and my soul purpose. All right. So I'm gonna shift down to it's a long question. She's doing work in a school, and she's affecting young people. So she's doing good work there, she says. But she says she feels the amount of giving to be depleting. So it looks like her ability to give is diminishing. So here's her statement about her fingers or her hand. I have two short lines just under her finger. Doesn't say which finger, on her left hand. The left one is between the middle and index. So there's a short line between the middle and index. And the other line is between the pinky and the ring. She says, I think they are newer and starting to appear. So is there some guidance or insight you can give to Carrie based on what I've just read?
You know, I'd really need to see the hands for that, because just straight lines right there are not necessarily meaning anything to me. If they were formation of a star, formations of stars are actually the gift markings that we were talking about. Then if it was under your pinky, if you had lots of straight lines under your pinky on each of your hand, either one, right or left, that's another gift marking. But just one or two lines being created, that's not going to be very impactful. I'd need to see what's around it. But just the fact that something new is being created there means that something is shifting, whether, you know, I'm able to dive into what that means or not. But what'd she say, in between her middle finger and her ring finger?
Index.
Or her pinky?
So there's...
Index.
Well, There's two. There's one between the middle and index, and the other is between the pinky and the ring.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So between the index finger is about your power. Index finger is all about influence, leadership, power. And your pinky, in between your ring and your pinky, the pinky is about communication, trust. And the ring finger is about creativity, standing out, standing in the spotlight, speaking your message. But again, having just straight lines, I'd have to see what's connected there. But if they were stars, that would be a different story.
Okay. So, Carrie, you should make sure you stay on the call. Not to say you're going anywhere, but we are going to be sharing with you what Marina is offering today. There's a Marianne right underneath. I just read someone else's name. Sorry about that. I transposed that.
No, that's all right.
So, yeah, the offer, you should stay for that, because you'll hear about that, and this might be something that you want to look into. We'll get into that in probably about 5 minutes or so. Okay.
And
so,
Ian, can I just answer real quick? I think you asked another question before that maybe I just wanted to address something about, like, I'm not making money in my purpose. How can I do that? Like, what's my purpose? I want to be, is that, what was that, the other question? I just wanted to address that, because that's also something that I suffered from for a long time in my life. And I think we get really focused, right, on, but that's how I want to make my money. That's how I should be making my money, because that's my passion and that's what I came here to do. But sometimes the universe has a different idea in mind. And the more that we release the pressure of trying to control what we think the outcome should be, for example, making money, doing our purpose, the more the universe actually provides us with exactly what we need to serve that purpose. It just may not look like what your mind conceives it to be. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does. Yeah, thank you.
You might be doing something else that you're making money at, and it might not be your be-all, end-all, right? You might be like, yeah, it's okay, it's paying the bills, da-da-da-da-da. But every time that we're doing something, there's a higher reason why we're there. So you might be in that position. Maybe you're an activator. Maybe you are resonating a resonance within that corporate office that you're in or the restaurant that you're working at, and you have no idea what you and your presence is actually offering there. This is where we go beyond the money, right? Beyond the monetary, beyond the physical. And so I want everybody to just think about how powerful it is that we really are. If we are living from our heart, and we're trying to make our decisions more based on the heart of not fear of why I'm doing this job or why I'm doing these things, then we really are literally exactly where we need to be every moment. And there's an impact being made. It just might not look like what you're perceiving it to look like.
Yeah, thank you. So this is Marianne again. Not again, this is Marianne from Palmetto, Florida. And it's not really about hands, but I'm going to read it to you. Twice in my life, once when I was a very small girl, and then when I was about 26, I saw UFO ships. I even got together with Carl Sagan to describe the ship. I wonder if I was ever on the ship. I'm a massage therapist, and I've always been interested in healing, colors and sound and energy. Can you help with any information for me about the ships and my healing abilities? Anything that you can pick up on that or communicate to Marianne?
So for certain, there's no coincidence, right? So I definitely feel like when we are shown something, we see something, no matter what age we're at or what we feel, it's very purposeful. So to me, this is like a soul family, a soul galactic family for you. And it was shown to you for a reason. And maybe it's something that right now is supposed to be coming to your mind that you're going to start looking at life a little differently. Like you said, talking to Carl Sagan, diving into what this means. They are supporting you in whatever capacity that you physically have allowed them to support you. So sometimes, too, I think that we might want more direct communication. We might want certain things. Again, this is kind of going back to the other question, I guess. But we may not realize that we might not be ready for that. We get, especially our galactic families, they know exactly what we can handle and what we're ready for physically, whether that be seeing them on the physical level, working with them. It's all perfectly in divine order. So the more trusting that you can be, and the more open you can be to, if you do want to have more communication with them, then that's something that I would start focusing on, maybe meditating and asking to connect with them if that's something that you're interested in. But I definitely, there's no question to me that, for me, my experience was very personal. A lot of people asked me, oh, why didn't you report the ship to MUFON? Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? Well, I knew immediately, not even knowing anything about any of this stuff, the feeling and the knowingness, this was a live consciousness ship. This was not meant for anyone else. My husband was asleep. If he was awake, he would not have seen this ship. So this was very purposeful, because if my husband was there, he would have been looking out the window and saying, I don't see anything, which would have made it very difficult for me, right, to believe that I was seeing what I was seeing. So it was all very, they're very intelligent beings, and they knew exactly what they were doing. So I don't mean to be getting off track, but I guess maybe asking her to ask herself this question, what does she feel? You know, obviously it's still resonating within her mind. You know, what are you feeling when you think about this ship? Do you feel a family resonance? Do you feel a soul connection? Is this your galactic family? Then trust that.
Yeah.
Trust it even more
than
going to an intuitive or someone else. And I'm not saying, I mean, some people are great to work with, but there's no one like our heart and our heart's intelligence telling us what the truth is.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you. All right. Everyone who has their hands up. So we're going to come to the phones in just a little bit. So I did the web first. We'll come to the phones in just a little bit. Let me just have Marianne share with you her offer, though. So I want to have everyone understand how they can work with. Well, there I go again. Marina.
Everybody does that with my name. It's the way it's spelled.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad I caught myself. Okay.
it's all good.
Yeah, if you go to the webcast page, click on the special offer button, which is under Marina's photograph, and then you'll be taken to a page that says, unleash the blueprint of your soul through your hands. And if you're not on the webinar page, you'd have to type it in, which is WOTA Summit, WOTA Summit, stands for Wisdom of the Ancients, WOTASummit.com/Marina, which is M-A-R-I-N-N-A. So there's two N's, M-I-R-I-N-N-A. Otherwise, you'll get the link later tonight on the replays and again over the weekend. But if you want to follow along visually, now would be a good time for you to do so. All right. So, Marina, go ahead and tell people what these offers are. There's two options that people have. So if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, sure. So package one is my 21 Days to Soul Discovery course, which I absolutely love. It you know, brings my entire journey to fruition within these 21 steps that were incredibly powerful for me in my life. And it's a combination of videos, writing, journaling, and the fun aspect that I did was, this was when I did my summit, was taking in the different experts and asking them what their perspective was on each one of these steps. So some of the steps are worthiness, right? This is my theme for today, I guess, on the call, worthiness. That's a big one. Intention. What does intention mean? How do we go about that? Your big why, you know, conscious awareness, all these pieces, and it's all put in there for a 21-day course of, even if you take this and you do it 5 years from now, every time I read it, I learn another nugget that I'm, you know, because we go to different levels. So the other fun part is Crystal's on my course. So she talks about transmutation. So you guys will hear her if you do the course. And so that's package number one, but then it includes, which I think is kind of cool, it's including the bonus diamond healing code that I have been receiving through my galactic family. And this is going to be a group hour call. It's going to be a combination meditation with Q&A, you know, us just diving into this topic. Me going a little deeper into what this all means. And it's, you know, being able to hang out with me for a little bit. So that's package one. And then package two is both of those, along mm-hmm. with two live group workshops, which are really, really powerful workshops. One is discovering your life path. So this is a really powerful workshop because this is literally like it's your railroad tracks. It's the path that you chose to come on. And being able to learn these energies is priceless. There's four life paths, four main life paths that we choose to be on. And during these workshops too, which is fun, is you get a whole packet of information, each packet. The other workshop that I do is on heart lines that we're going to do in this package. And you can kind of learn about your loved one, what path they might be on, because you start seeing the energies and recognizing them, and then you go, oh, I see. I understand why this person is responding this way to me, because they don't work that way. They work differently than me. They're on a different path. So they're dealing with different challenges than I am. And so this work to me has, it's just the compassion that it allows you to have towards your loved ones, your children, your coworkers. That's another whole aspect of outside of the understanding of you and the introspection of you. So one is the life path, and that's a 2-hour workshop. And the other part that we're going to do here is I send out an ink kit to this group that's doing package two so that I can tell you what your life path is, because I really need to look at your hands and see what you have going on there, so that during the workshop you're going to know exactly what life path you're on. Sometimes people are in two life paths. So we're going to dive into that. And then the other workshop is the heart lines. And again, I'll be looking at your printed hands for that. And we will dive into your emotional code, how you like to give love, how you like to receive love. Believe it or not, it's very different than a lot of other people. And it's so beneficial when we can really learn that. Then we understand, oh, my husband doesn't like to be loved that way. He feels like this is love, you know, maybe more communication versus being nurturing and touchy-feely. It's really priceless information for us to understand. So, and then it also includes a private session with me, 20 minutes, which with me never ends up being 20 minutes because, as you can tell, I like to chat. So I will, and I am so passionate about this work, guys. So I know how impactful it is when I can, when I'm right there and we're right on the crux of getting somewhere, you know, with this information that you have going on, like the fear blocks that are going in your hands or your challenges, then I'm going to spend that extra time with you to make that happen. So, and this package also includes that group call with the Diamond Healing Meditation. So it's really a very full package to spend a lot of time working with me, getting to know your soul's mission, and it's fun. We have a lot of fun too. So, and the group, it's cool, Ian, because every time the right people come together, right? So that's what I love about the group calls. You get to learn from someone else's story, and you're not emotionally connected to it. That's how we learn, because if we're telling our story, we're so connected to it that we can't see it. But Susan might be on the call, and she's in that same position, and now she's becoming vulnerable, explaining where she's at, and now all of a sudden it clicks for you. It happens every time, and that's the power of the group.
Beautiful. So there's the diamond light code meditation. That's the group call, and then that's part of option one. That also includes the 21 steps to soul discovery, and then option two would be more in-depth workshops. You got the discover your life path. You've got your decode your love style, and then you've got the 20-minute session with you. And on top of that, you've got the soul bird meditation. So let me ask you this. So is it beneficial for those in relationships to actually get two of these so that they can have their partner, their life partner, also have their prince? Because you actually send out a kit. So everyone actually sends you, you know, so this is actually a process, but it's elaborate, and then they get to ink their hands and send them back to you. The handprints, and then you analyze them, so it's all done in advance. And as you mentioned, the beauty of that is that so when you have the workshops, you've actually got the reference points, so you can say, oh, Angela, okay, great, we're talking about your life path.
Right.
I can talk to you about that. Oh, Jody, your love style, things like that. Would it be beneficial to have their partner also purchase the program so they can also have... Okay.
Absolutely. I can't suggest enough how powerfully impactful this is when you can, when I sit down with couples, Ian, it's amazing, because if you're both, you know, open to this work and open to, you know, wanting to understand each other better and in a deeper way, it's really priceless. Because then, you know, they are, you know, you already know your partner so well. But then now when you're sitting down and hearing it, you say, oh, my gosh, now I know why he's so reactive when I act that way. Right. But you didn't know before, because you didn't realize when you acted that way, it kind of triggered his worthiness button. And now you can still say the same thing, but you might maybe say it with a different intention or a different inference. And that's all it takes to have a healthier relationship.
Yeah. But for someone who is more concerned with their life purpose and their gifts that you were referring to earlier, then, you know, they could get one for themselves. And then in that session, would you be able to then find the blocks and do the clearing work around the blocks, for example, as well? Is that something that's also done in this private session?
So it's a 20-minute session, so we only can go into so much in 20 minutes. And like I said, I will be spending a few more minutes with everybody. But So it's going to be kind of like a choice. I'm going to see what I see, and I'm going to say, this is what I see that I think would be beneficial for us to discuss in the time that we have together. What do you have a question about, or what would you prefer to talk about? Because we can talk about your purpose if that's what you choose. So it's really whatever they want to talk about, but obviously I like to make the biggest impact I can with the time I have with everyone, and I know that
yeah.
impact is going into the stuff that's blocking them.
Yeah.
But some people don't want
to
go there. So I honor
yeah.
where everybody is and what they feel that they would benefit from.
Yeah.
And then
but
the other cool
know.
Part is if you – oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say it's really good to know so that you have the awareness around that, and then you can choose what you want to do with that information. You want to continue
exactly.
to work with you privately or,
yeah.
you know, what
right.
other processes do you want to do for yourself, you know, so
right.
knowing that information.
Of course.
Yeah, so that you're not, you know, you don't have a blindfold on, you're stumbling around, you know, trying to, you know, find the tail on that donkey, you know, with your
yeah.
blindfold on.
Yeah, that's no fun. Could take. See, this the other part that I find that this work does. It cuts off years of struggle. Because you could be searching. It's like searching in the darkness, right, Ian? To try to better yourself and try to figure out what you're doing wrong. Nobody can find anything in the darkness. So if you don't know, you can't help yourself, even though you may be really trying. And this work is one. It's one modality of many, of course. But it's one that really, I mean, it pins right the point of what is going on. And it's then up to us, right? We then have the responsibility. How do we receive that information? And do we look at that as a gift? Do we turn it into its light? Or do we keep it in the shadow?
That is our choice. So we pray
yeah.
for discernment. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, thank
yeah.
you so much for that offer. So we've got option one again. Let me just reiterate. I need to just really honor Marina here. We've got option one, which is the 21 Steps to Soul Discovery e-course. Let me ask you this before we move to the questions on the phone again. That 21 Steps to Soul Discovery,
yeah.
can you give everyone a sense, who is that for?
That would really be for people that are, again, you know, the clients that are attracted to work with me are really people that are kind of in that transition spot, that they think they're ready to start looking at themselves. They're really ready to, maybe they've done some work already, but they're looking for that piece that's kind of that constant helper. Even though it's a 21-day course, it's kind of a never-ending course. It comes with a journal and a separate workbook that you can journal along with it. It comes with questions at the end of each step. I teach through my stories. I teach through my life experience. So within this course, I become very vulnerable with every step that's there. And I do many videos and many dialoguing about this is what happened to me, and this is how I turned it around, or this is how I received it, and now this is how it's changed my life. So if you are a person that can really benefit from listening to other people's stories and diving deeper, and then bringing in, you know, again, this is the course that I brought in all the experts, you know. Crystal is on there, Bob Proctor. I have Bruce Lipton. Dr. Bruce Lipton is in there commenting on some aspects. I have some really, really awesome people that have been doing a lot of introspective work for a long time. And I had each of them pick a specific question and answer to dialogue on what their perspective was. So not only do you get my story on each step, but you get another expert. So it's a really well-rounded e-course.
Yeah,
you can have forever.
Absolutely. Yeah. And also the way I'm looking at this, for not that much more, you could get the two workshops and then the private session with you as well as the other meditation. So
right. Yeah.
Especially especially now that we're doing the two payments on that, that might be a really good option for people, considering that it was priced very, very, very fairly. So thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And then the other aspect that's kind of cool, guys, is once you do print your hand, then, you know, you have that, it's like that moment in time, right? So if you want to look at in a couple of years from now where things have progressed, you've got that, the ink kit already done, you know? There's something about seeing the transformation that you've accomplished through the physicality of the hand that when I work with people, it's like they just get so excited.
Mm.
So.
Wonderful.
And of course,
well,
you can continue working with me now if, you know, like if you didn't get enough through the course, we would have your, I would then have your hand
right.
prints and it would be available. So.
Good point. Good point. Well, let's go to the phones. I'm going to go to cell phone, Midland, Michigan on a cell phone, 8866,
yes.
the last four digits.
Hi,
welcome.
This is Mary. Thank
Hi,
you.
Mary. Hi, Mary.
Hi. I'm enjoying the call, and I wanted to ask you a question that I don't really know even whether it's related to your work or not, but
sure.
because you're talking about reading hands, I have a lot of veins and kind of bruisey-looking things all over my leg, but in around my knees, it almost looks like somebody took a pen and drew on it, and there are squares and some like squiggly lines and stuff, and I just wondered, is there anywhere else on a person's body where they might be shown something other than on the hands?
So did this just kind of appear on your knees, or has it been that way your whole
life?
Well,
no, not my whole life. It's been in my adulthood, really, that I've acquired all of this veiny stuff in my leg.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think probably sometime in the last maybe 5 years, this I noticed it. One day I was just looking at my legs, and I noticed, oh, my gosh, this one area almost looks like somebody took a pen and drew these symbols. And I don't know, I do a lot of personal work, and I'm always, you know, trying to work on my consciousness and that sort of thing. And I thought, I wonder if there's someone sending me a message, but I don't know. I just wondered if you ever heard of, you know, reading any other part of someone's body.
There are people that read other parts of the body. Some people read toes. Some people read faces. But the only thing that's coming to me with what you're asking is the first thing I think of is what is our veins? Our veins is our life force energy, right?
Yes.
Something to me, it's like, okay, so 5 years ago, what shifted within you at that time when things started happening with the veins?
Oh, you mean, do you want me to answer that? Because I know,
yeah.
but are you saying I should have
well,
to?
Well, if you're
okay.
comfortable, yes. If you're comfortable with
yeah.
that, yeah.
Well, no, I'm okay with that. I actually started getting deeper into the practice of yoga and meditation, and I eventually opened a studio, and that's what I do now.
Awesome.
So, I mean, I was kind of going through some pretty big
changes
at the time.
Right. Right, right. It's just, so what comes to me when people talk about different body parts or shifts in that area, like, are you feeling like the veins are, there's blockages going on, or they're just becoming more, obviously you're saying they look like symbols, so they're becoming more distinct.
Well, just in this one area at my
yeah.
knee, but the rest of them, they, you know, they look like those spider veins and those things
right.
that almost look like bruises and stuff. I don't know what's going on there. But it's this one particular area. It almost looks like an M, and then there's like a square in this. Mm. I don't know. They're like squiggles, like spirals or something. So,
so the other kind of the other part that the knees represent are bending. It's like your ability to be flexible, but not physically. You know, obviously these things show up physically in physical areas, but how are you, you know, are you being flexible within your spirituality? Are you being flexible within loving yourself and easy on yourself? Or are you just focusing on being flexible in the physicality through the yoga and the aspects of that?
I think it's a bit of a mixed bag right now.
Okay.
You know, I'm always working at both. But that gives me some food for thought about this. And it, you know, it actually does open up a little bit of an area for me to think about.
Okay. Yeah, that's the only, you know, I'm just trying to kind of tap into what is coming to me as you're talking and what the parts of the body represent. And, you know, it's like there's something about the life force flow of energy through you wanting to be recognized because it's not necessarily being blocked, but it's becoming more imprinted. But also the bending, the flexibility.
Okay.
So maybe doing some journaling on what that is for you. And I always bring it back to when this started appearing, what was going on in my life and how was I handling it? And have I, you know, if there might even be something else that you're not recognizing that maybe happened.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary.
Yes,
Thanks for calling in.
Yes,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hope I was helpful somewhat.
Bye now. All right, let's go to New York City, 3339 on the last four digits of the phone number.
Good afternoon, Ian and Marina. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, hi there.
Good afternoon.
Hi, my name is John, and earlier in the call, Marina, when you were talking about being born into a family and just being a war zone, basically, and not being appreciated or understood, it completely spoke to me. And I'm wondering if I'm sitting here and I'm staring at my hands and wondering if I have, because I know I'm here to make a difference, but I've not made use of my gift. So I'm wondering if my gift is on hold somewhere waiting for me, or if it's just time now to kind of open the box.
Well, it's definitely time to open the box because you're talking about it for sure, you know,
right.
Just by you. So, you know, with you getting that trigger of me talking about that, it's probably pretty safe to say that if I were to dive into your hands, whether or not that was a actual challenge for you, and with which would be in your fingerprints being the worthiness, the valuing piece, I would find other aspects in your hand that would show me that. And the benefit is being able to have that compassion, right, towards all of those people in our life that made us feel that way. Because you know what? They picked a short end of the stick this time for us. They picked the hard path because we communicate, this is my feeling on things of what we do before we get here. We agree to be that person that makes you have to really value yourself.
Right.
Like they love us that much. Yes.
Right. It was done for me, not to me.
It's very purposeful. Yes,
right.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks,
yeah.
John.
I'd love to.
Thank you, Ian.
Dive deeper with you.
Take care.
Have a good afternoon.
All right. Well, let's do the, what is it, the diamond meditation?
Yes. Yeah, let's jump into that.
Take us through that. And that's a little bit, a snippet of what might be included in your more comprehensive diamond meditation workshop that's in your package, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, this is just
going
to be like a little small piece of the puzzle just to kind of get everybody kind of connected to that energy.
Okay.
So I'll dive right in. So if everybody wants to get comfortable, and of course, if you're driving, guys, just, you know, listen in, and the energy still activates whether you're, you know, deep in the meditation or you're just listening in. So also if you, and I would go outside right now to get grounded, but they're doing construction in my backyard, so I don't want to add that to the noise. But if you are able to go outside, it's really great to take your shoes off and ground your feet into the grass. If any of you guys can do that, that would be really beneficial. Because what we're going to do here is we're really kind of creating this vortex of the earth energy, electromagnetic, along with the etheric above us, and connecting the two and becoming that activator within us. So I'm just going to connect with everybody on the call. And if you're listening to the recording, you're going to receive the same activation. So I want you guys to just start paying attention to your breath, paying attention to your body. Really want you to be connecting to your body on this one. This is about really being grounded, because I'm going to bring in an activator piece. And the more grounded you are, the more benefit you're going to get from it. So start breathing through your nose. Deep into your belly. Expand your belly. And then release through your mouth. And as you're releasing through your mouth, I want you guys to be releasing all the pieces that happened today or yesterday that felt struggle, maybe an argument, anything that you want to just kind of release. And when you're breathing in, I want you to be breathing in the beautiful, soft, loving energy of Source. And when you're starting to picture this, I want you to just start kind of feeling in the rhythm of that. And grounding into the earth. So when you're releasing, release that energy down your feet. And everybody has their different grounding technique, so I want you guys to do whatever feels comfortable with you. But whether you picture a granite block that you're connected to, or you picture under your feet are literally becoming the roots all the way to the core of the earth. And I picture these pieces that we want to release and transmute going all the way to the core of the earth and burning up, transmuting into the magma. So when you're releasing your breath, that's what I want you to feel. And I want you to viscerally feel that in your body going down, just releasing. And then when you're breathing in, start feeling breathing in from the top of your head. That breath coming about a foot above your head, bringing in the heavens and the etheric into your body. Beautiful. Filling in those gaps, right, of the releasing that you've been doing as you're getting centered here. So now as you're getting centered, you've done your releasing and breathing into the new energy, I want to introduce you to your activating code. And this is a crystalline octahedron. So if you don't know what an octahedron is, this looks like two pyramids connecting at the base. And it's a crystal, so this is going to be like a rose quartz, like a pink. But I want you to also allow this. It has its own consciousness. It's like the ship, right, that I was on. This activator is your own. Everyone has their own. And right now you're just activating that. And so this is up to you to look at to see what it does, because what it's going to do is it's going to know what you need. So it usually starts above the head, but I want you to pay attention. Where are you seeing it show up right now? You know, I want you to be paying attention to that. And what is it doing? And how big is it? sometimes it shows up and it's really small. It's only like 3 inches. And then I want you to start just really paying attention. Is it going to areas of your body that maybe you feel pain in? Or just what areas is it going to? Pay attention to that. Ask for what you need to release. And when it starts really getting activated, it starts spinning. So pay attention. You know, it may start spinning for you. I don't want you guys to force it into anything because it's going to do what it needs to do. So watch it. If it's spinning, pay attention. Where is it going? Is it going around my body? Is it going underneath me? Continue to do your breath, because within the breath actually help activates that spinning for you. Again, paying attention to what it's doing and paying attention to how you feel. So what this activator is it's working on upgrading your DNA. And what is awesome about this is, again, it's your own activator. It's its own live consciousness. It's going to do exactly what you need for yourself. So it's not going to upgrade you too high. It's going to upgrade you perfectly to what you can handle in this moment. And some of you may start seeing the pyramid split. And if you start seeing them split, just allow them to split and see what they do. Sometimes they stay moving around your body to different areas. They tend to start counter-rotating, spinning opposite of each other. So pay attention to that and see how that feels. It's basically becoming a vortex and having a lot of ear popping. So there's a lot of shifting going on. And just relax into it. And be really, the more joyful you can be during this process, the more that you'll be able to have that ability be upgraded. And sometimes you may even become in the center of this octahedron, in the middle of these two pyramids. So just allow, this process is about allowing what this is supposed to do for you. Continuing to stay grounded. I want you guys to start feeling your feet tingling, connected to the earth. And I want you to imprint the memory of this octahedron. What does it look like? I want you to really send it a lot of love and compassion, because it's something that is here for your highest benefit. And remembering that by activating this, you have just become an activator to others that are at the level that need the activation in alignment with you. So this octahedron is yours whenever you want it. You may see it when you're not meditating. It might just come and visit and continue to do some work on you. So do another couple deep breaths. Finish off wherever your octahedron is. And send it lots of love. And start wiggling your toes and come back with us. See how you feel. Notice any differences. Sometimes the process takes a little bit after. You might feel some shifts in a week or two. And I'd love to hear back from you guys too. If it starts popping into different meditations for you, that's what happens a lot when I do this meditation.
Thanks so much for sharing that. So beautiful. Thanks for taking us through.
Yes, you're welcome.
Ah, wonderful. Well, is there anything that's coming to you that you feel that we didn't cover or you wanted to share with the community as we start wrapping this up and winding down?
You know, the only thing that I think I always think is important to talk about is just really trying to tap back into living from our heart. I think we've all gotten so, you know, indoctrinated to live from our mind first, you know, taking action from what our brain is telling us to do. And we're moving into the new paradigm of that's not working anymore. And I think a lot of people are feeling that in their lives. They're seeing the reverberation effect of that. And I guess I just want to leave on that note of when you start in the moment, literally living moment to moment from your heart first. It's not saying not, you know, allowing your brain and your mind to follow. That's what it should be doing. But most of us are living mind first, then filter through the heart. And I just suggest try to focus on letting it filter through your heart first and then let your mind follow to take the physical action. And you'd be amazed at the synchronicities that start shifting. And then you'll be even amazed at what you see, how maybe if you were living from your mind space, how different your life is in a few months from focusing on doing that moment to moment. And the ripple effect, the cool part, Ian, that I love seeing is the people around you, it's priceless. The impact that we have by the choices that we make of how we live our lives and coming from our heart are the most priceless gift that we can give our children, our loved ones, anyone. And it's free.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you. And Marina, thank you so much for being here, for sharing your story. There are a lot of people that wrote in saying, hey, wow, that's a really, really amazing story. Thank you so much. So thank you for sharing that. Thanks for sharing about your offer and the way to work with you. And everyone, if you are looking to find out about your gift markings, then I would definitely suggest that you sign up to work with Marina, because if you weren't here when we discussed that, you'll be able to have your gift markings identified so you can see what gifts that you have, so you can make sure that you use those gifts and they don't wither away, because your gift markings, as we heard, actually can disappear. Because if you don't use your gifts, you're not making a difference in the world in the way that you really could, but B, it shuts you off from receiving other gifts, other things coming in, other intuitive gifts opening up and coming in for you. So, Marina, thank you so much for putting that package together for everyone.
And you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
So great to have you. Beautiful. Well, everyone, thank you so much for being here, for shining your light, and for being the amazing light workers that you are. All right, everyone. We thank Mother Earth, Father Sun, all the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service, Divine Mother, Divine Father, the Ancient Ones. Thank you so much for being here and supporting us throughout the series. All right, much love to you all. Okay, bye now. Bye.
Awesome.